You're listening to SBS News.
The early days of COVID-19 meant a constant state of trepidation for para-athlete and youth disability advocate Julie Charlton. She felt as though her community of people with disability were not only forgotten by the Australian government during the pandemic, but pushed aside as what she describes as an underlying health risk statistic.
You would hear on the news every day that, another person has passed away from COVID, but, they had underlying health conditions. That means they were disabled. That means they were part of my community. And then that means they were lost and forgotten by the people that were supposed to protect them. And that, in the very early days of the pandemic, scared the absolute bejesus out of me.
For Miss Charlton, one of the biggest struggles she and her community suffered was the seemingly never-ending lockdowns.
Our daily lives is kind of based in a level of isolation. It depends on the disability, and I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of us struggle to be able to go out and do the things that we want to do, and that creates a sense of isolation. And so chuck a global pandemic on top of that, it makes it triply hard.
Now advocates are demanding action. Disability organisations across Australia are calling on politicians to commit to establishing a COVID recovery plan for the hundreds of thousands of people living with disability. Created by Inclusion Australia, the plan seeks to address the harm caused to the disabled community throughout the pandemic and put in place a blueprint for a safe and more accepting future. CEO of Inclusion Australia, Catherine McAlpine, says they want the incoming federal government to urgently address the fact that people with disability are being left in lockdown, while Australia moves to a new phase of living with the virus.
We need to get health supports. We need to make sure remote school and remote work are still available. We should possibly extend the Disability Royal Commission because of the impacts of COVID-19 and, of course, accept their recommendations. So there's a range of things that could happen in terms of the initiatives that have happened to make sure they're still available for people with disability.
Dominic Golding is the policy officer at National Ethnic Disability Alliance. He told SBS that the government is not doing enough to relay vital COVID-19 information to the disabled community.
Really, the biggest harm has been around the fact that people don't really understand where they should get the information from. There's many people referring to social media for information, and also they're not really trusting what the government is saying because, again, the government keeps changing what's happening.
Mr. Golding says learning to live with the virus requires commitment from all levels of government. He adds that disability services need to adopt a more flexible approach so people with disability can maintain a proper standard of living and have access to community participation.
What is more challenging for services and organisations is that they need to do more to ensure that the information is available in the right languages. They also need to do more to ensure people with disabilities have greater access to and greater flexibility to do the things that they want to do as we move out of a new, what I should say, not post-COVID, but living with a new reality.
According to Ms. McAlpine, the proposed COVID recovery plan brings together the calls of the 8 national disability peak organisations.
Clearly we think there is a gap and clearly we think that any incoming government needs to acknowledge the impact of the pandemic on the community of people with disability and make a plan with people with disability about how to recover.
For Ms. Charlton, she wants authorities to recognise that the pandemic is still a very real threat to the disabled community.
It's not over. It's still going to disabled people. It's still affecting our lives every single day. And so the Disability Royal Commission would be a really good outlet to show where the government, but also community-based levels, have gone wrong and where we could change moving forward around COVID-19 and the procedures and the exploitation and neglect that happened during that time period.
Brooke Young, SBS News.